I? What does it mean to love? Why was I created? We'll address all of these great questions and more at Echo Chicago this June. Hello, I'm Dawn Fitzpatrick from Respect Life Ministries for the Archdiocese of Chicago. Echo Chicago is a Theology of the Body summer camp for teens and young adults. The Archdiocese is partnering with Dumox Ministries to present a week of prayer, fun, and immersion in the teachings of St. Pope John Paul II. This exciting camp will take place at St. Xavier University in Chicago, June 14th to the 20th. Registration's now open. Go to respectlifechicago.org or call 312-534-5355 for more information. That's respectlifechicago.org or call 312-534-5355. Early bird pricing is available until May 1st. All of us feel an echo in our heart to explore God's original creation and his true purpose for us. Join us in June for Echo Chicago.
Ever think of donating your car? You can donate a car that you no longer need to Catholic Charities. The donation will help needy people throughout Cook and Lake Counties. Donating your car is easy. Call us at 877-786-GIVE from anywhere in the country. That's 877-786-4483. Pickup is free. We do the paperwork and you get a tax deduction. Catholic Charities accepts cars, trucks, vans, motorcycles, or boats in almost any condition. No need to pay hefty repair bills. Avoid the hassle of selling. Calls taken 7 days a week at 877-786-GIVE. That's 877-786-4483. Or go online to catholiccharities.net.
The cemetery ministry is a core ministry of our Catholic faith tied to the corporal works of mercy. It's comforting to know that our Catholic cemeteries are caring for the remains of our loved ones awaiting the resurrection. There are 44 Archdiocese of Chicago Catholic cemeteries willing to help you in your time of loss. Call 708-449-6100 or visit catholiccemeterieschicago.org. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
You're listening to Catholic Chicago on WNDZ 750 AM. Every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, events, and issues that touch our lives. Thanks for letting us be part of your morning. Now again, Catholic Chicago.
Hello to everyone, and welcome to another broadcast of Diakonia, a call to service. Of course, diakonia is the Greek word for service. We all know that. My name is Deacon Richard Hudzik, and I am privileged to serve the Archdiocese of Chicago as the vicar for deacons, and I also get to work and pray with the wonderful people at Divine Providence Parish in Westchester. And as usual, joining me today is our beloved associate director and deacon at St. Louise de Marillac, who goes by the name of Deacon Dave Brensick. Say hello, David.
Good morning, everyone.
Okay. This show is something that the Archdiocese has allowed the Office of the Diaconate to do. We're most grateful for that. We're dedicated on the show to discussing God's call for all people to serve, not just those who are fortunate enough to be ordained deacons of the Archdiocese or deacons of any part of the Catholic Church. The deacon's ministry is one of service in its various dimensions, service to the Word, service to charity, and service liturgically at the altar. In all of these things, the deacon wants to be a servant and to emulate in his own weak way to be an icon of Christ the servant. Now, one of the things that deacons do, quotation marks or air quotes around do, is that deacons, by and large, are married folks. I'd say far and away the majority of deacons in the Archdiocese, at least, are either currently married or are widowers. There are a few single men who are ordained, but the majority is that we are experienced with marriage. And it is marriage and all of the things that go along with marriage that is our topic today. And to shed light and illumination on this topic, we have joining us today Dawn Fitzpatrick, who works for the Archdiocese of Chicago. And rather than butcher your title, Dawn, what is What do you call yourself at, what's on your letterhead?
It says senior coordinator.
Senior coordinator. Yes. What are you coordinating?
I coordinate the Respect Life Ministries as well as the Chastity Education Initiative.
Okay. And this is part, you fall under the umbrella of?
The Office of Human Dignity and Solidarity. So if you start to put it all together, it's a real mouthful.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay.
Because then we're a part of the Department of Parish Vitality and Mission.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
We'll work with just senior coordinator. So Dawn is this coordinator person, and I looked at your bio online, and it recites your various academic credentials, and mm-hmm, those are considerable. And you work in the corporate communications world. Is that?
I was a trainer, a corporate trainer in the past life. Okay, if that's what
so,
you mean.
So yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So it also says that you're a devoted wife. I wanted to probe a little bit on
devoted.
You are devoted.
I guess we should ask my husband that.
Okay, I was wondering, and it also says you're a loving mother.
I like to think so.
We're good on that. Okay, and also a grandmother, I understand.
Yes, recently I have a 6-month-old granddaughter.
Congratulations.
She's delightful.
To you.
Thank you.
And last but not least, if I'm not mistaken, you are married to a gentleman who is pursuing the diaconate in the Diocese of Joliet.
That's correct.
And how far out is that ordination?
Well, all things...
Should he be ordained?
Yes, should he be ordained, and everyone agrees, including God, that would be August of 2020.
Well, congratulations mm-hmm. for that. Now, I have to ask you, you've made this journey as the wife of a deacon candidate mm-hmm. thus far. Did you learn anything?
Did I learn anything? I learned that it takes a lot of time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's really a delightful journey, you know. I have to say the thing, and they ask us this question every year. So what did you learn this year? What's the biggest thing? And every year I just get closer and closer to the other people in the class. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're just such a phenomenal group of people. And one thing that I've really learned about the diaconate is that it's an everyman ministry, you mm-hmm. know, that we have men from all levels of education, all racial backgrounds, and they're all just wonderful guys, and they just want to serve. And, you know, some of them have a little harder time academically. Some of them have a hard time speaking English. Some of them have that's very easy for them. You know, mm-hmm. they do great in school. Some of them, we have a doctor in our class. So we have a lawyer in our class. And then we have guys that are factory workers. You know, it is such a wonderful group.
Yeah.
And the wives are just delightful, too. So, yeah. You know.
Yeah. Well, that was my experience, and Dave, I don't know if that was yours as well, but just the solidarity with the mm-hmm. people that you travel this journey with.
And yeah. I think it's such a great thing because, really, if you look at our congregation, that's what you see, right?
Yeah.
So every guy that feels the call to be ordained a deacon, it can be from any walk of life, really, and I think that's wonderful.
Yeah. Okay. Now, that's Joliet. That's that other diocese. Here in the Archdiocese of Chicago— what is it that you do for the Archdiocese?
Well, as I said, I manage the Respect Life Ministry and the Chastity Education Initiative. So we resource the parishes with pro-life materials, with information about what's going on. We help them to build a Respect Life committee. And then we certainly develop activities that they can participate in, and we can try to build a culture of life. So we absolutely work from the perspective of theology of the body and understanding that we're all created for a purpose, and that we're all created for love and by love. And really, when you understand that implicitly, then you would never choose to abort a baby or to end a life early, because, you know, or to, you know, whether even to agree with the death penalty, you know. And then, of course, we understand that life is sacred from conception to natural death and every stage in between, which is why we're working in the Office of Human Dignity and Solidarity, because it's really hard to manage all the ministries that have to do with human life from one place. So we're kind of specialized at this moment in those different areas. So
now I'm interested, is that part of your portfolio is chastity education?
Yes.
Why the linkage, or how is there a linkage with mm-hmm. Respect Life and chastity? Mm-hmm. Is that apples and oranges?
Well, no, they absolutely go together. And that's what I was saying with understanding, the teachings of St. Pope John Paul II.
You're going to
stop me before I get into that?
And okay. We're going to go to a break, and we'll come back. We'll pick up on church.
Okay.
Hi, my name is Sajit Silva, and I work for Catholic Relief Services in Sri Lanka. During this Lent, respond to Pope Francis' invitation to share the journey and stand alongside those bearing the crosses of hunger and poverty by giving to CRS Rice Bowl. 25% of all funds raised in the Diocese of Chicago through CRS Rice Bowl stay in the Archdiocese of Chicago to help people in this community, with the remaining funds serving our brothers and sisters in countries around the world. Visit archchicago.org/CRS to learn more about the people and communities you support through your Lenten gift to CRS Rice Bowl.
Hi, my name is Craig. I was homeless for 2 years, then I met Miss Ramona, a case manager at Catholic Charities. She found a place for me to live and is helping me with a resume and finding a job. I feel safe and away from the gun violence I know too well, having been a victim of it. The more I meet with Catholic Charities, the better I feel. They have changed my life. They're called Chicago's Good Samaritans, but to me, they are turnaround experts. Care to help? Visit CatholicCharities.net.
Hi, I'm Mark Schmelzer from Mercy Home for Boys and Girls. Join me in making this month a March for Kids. Help break the cycle of abuse and neglect for kids in Chicago. Every dollar you donate to Mercy Home in March will be matched dollar for dollar. So donate today at mercyhome.org. By supporting Mercy Home's March for Kids, you can bring hope, healing, and opportunity to children in crisis. Go to mercyhome.org.
And welcome back to segment two of Diaconia Call to Service. Dawn Fitzpatrick, the Archdiocese Office for Respect, Life, and Chastity Education, and Deacon David Brensick, and yours truly, Richard Hudzik. So, Dawn, just before the break, we were beginning to get into the linkage between chastity education and respect life. How can that be?
Well, as I said, so we totally allow or we are totally informed by the writings of St. John Paul II. And what we learn from that is certainly that we are, you know, created for love, by love, and that we all have a longing in our heart to be closer to God. And once you really delve into the understanding of why we're on this earth and the reason why that we call ourselves a pro-life people, you also realize that it's pro-life to live a chaste life because
What is chastity? What is a chaste life? What does that mean?
So, and that's an interesting one because a lot of times people think chastity equals celibacy.
Right. Or abstinence.
Right. And that could be a part of it depending on your stage in life and where God's calling you. But really chastity is living your life according to God's plan purely as he intends. And certainly married people are expected to live chaste lives, which doesn't mean that they aren't sexually active, because of course they are as married people. That's part of God's plan. So, but just means that they are totally focused on each other and getting closer to God through each other.
So there's this, if I could, there's this anthropology that St. John Paul talked about, that when we understand who we are, that flows naturally into
everything we do.
Everything that we do.
And so understanding who we are and that we were created by God and for God, it really becomes almost absurd to take the life of anyone, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's kind of the way I look at it. It just doesn't compute in my brain that people would want to kill an unborn child, because I totally understand where that child came from. You know, and why that child's here, and that God for whatever reason, God decided that it was time to create that child, you know.
And that dignity of the child
is innate.
Innate, which is also begins to bump into the chastity.
Yes.
Because if each individual is respected in God as a child of God rather than a sexual object,
mm-hmm.
then chastity has to be the response.
Chastity has to be the response. Absolutely. So, you know, if you're understanding God's plan, you're living according to God's plan, then you're not going to have a child at a time that you aren't ready for it.
Okay. Now, one of the things at the outset I mentioned, we're going to talk about marriage, and indeed we will right now. So we're going to – this marriage that by and large deacons do, and I suppose the majority of our parishioners, mm-hmm. adult parishioners, are married for the most part. But what difference does my marriage as a deacon, what difference does your marriage as the wife of a deacon to be? What difference, or, you know, David, Dawn, what difference does your marriage make to the people in the pews?
Mm-hmm. I think you serve as an example of a couple, a devoted couple who are living out their faith. Mm-hmm. And people look, you know, again, you want to be put on a pedestal, but you know, you're an example to folks. My wife, Jane, and I, we do pre-Cana with engaged couples. And, you know, we talk about having a trust and a commitment, mm-hmm. and that's what it's all about. I like to tell the couples, you know, your job is to get your spouse to heaven, to yep. pray for them every day, to support them, to love them, to sacrifice yourself for the other person.
Yeah. Actually, my husband and I are in charge of marriage prep at our parish also. And it's the same thing. It's something we can do together to help, you know, these new couples to understand what marriage is. And a lot of times they come to us and they really don't know what marriage is, and they feel like they're jumping through hoops. So we try to help them to realize, you know, the church wants you to enter this marriage with your eyes open. Know what you're in for. Know that it's not going to be easy. And right now you're so in love, and your love is going to change. It's going to grow. And we can share a little bit about our experiences. I've been married almost 28 years, you know, so we can share a little bit about our experiences, and well, you know, yes, we felt that way also, or this happened to us. Or, you know, as you go through the questions, you know, we use the focus questionnaire kind of to inform our discussion, and we can go through places where they disagree on things, or places where their judgment of a question is a little skewed, you know, and we're able to say, okay, well, let's delve into that. So as a married couple, you know, this is something we can do together, and we can show how we work together in different situations.
Yeah, you share from your experience.
Yes, absolutely. So, but I also agree that you're in a role model position, and sharing that things aren't perfect. You know, I think that's so important, that we're human beings, and we're called to this ministry together. He's the one getting ordained, but I'm right there with him through the whole thing.
Right. You also have a veto over that, so just
I do. I know.
Remind him of that.
Oh, he reminds me. Okay. Are you going to let me, sweetie? Are you going to let me?
Good. Oh, it's sweetheart. Good. The in part of this conversation about marriage in marriage prep and for a Catholic couple, again going back to Pope John Paul, that if our understanding of marriage is only that which is communicated to us by the broader culture, mm-hmm. we're going to miss a whole lot of what's available to
us. Yes, because the broader culture says you want to make sure you get everything you can out of this and take. And if he's not giving you absolutely everything you want to take, then it's time to get out. I mean, that's basically what our culture says. And then they say, and it's easy because, you know, depending on the state you live in, it could happen in a few months or two. It may take 2 years, but you can get out of this. Right. Where we understand as Catholics that this is something we're entering into for life. And, you know, for better or for worse, we're in
for
this together.
For poorer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sickness and health and all of that.
So,
yeah. So I think the theology provides this. Not an overlay, but the foundation of it is that this is an opportunity to live Christ's passion, death, and resurrection, mm-hmm. that the way of love is to donate yourself to the other.
Absolutely.
As opposed to that self-seeking.
The marriage is a sacrificial love.
Yes.
And I'm still in the midst of recovering from that hiking accident a few months ago, and, you know, my wife has taken care of me the last mm-hmm. several months, and that just has brought a whole new perspective on the wedding vows.
Right. You know. Well, that's what you agree to. That's what you say you're going to do. And it's an understanding, really. Our model for marriage is Jesus on the cross. You know, he died for his bride, the church. And really, when you take a look at like Ephesians 5, for instance, that is one of the most misunderstood chapters in the whole Bible, I think, because right. people always want to say, oh, well, right there in Ephesians 5, it says you have to obey your husband. Well, it does. But what you're doing is actually allowing him to love you. And he is supposed to die for you as Jesus died for the church. I mean, it says that right in there, you know. So that really shows much more of a commitment to one another.
And then when we come back, we're going to tease this out some more and tie a ribbon around this and send you on your way.
All right.
Stay tuned.
Hi, my name is Mary Bielski, and I'm a national speaker and youth minister. And I'm excited to introduce you to our third Echo Theology of the Body camp, held right here in Chicago. At Echo, we explore the teachings of St. John Paul II and address questions on themes like life, love, and human sexuality. Teens and young adults, please join us June 14th to the 20th at St. Xavier University for an amazing experience of prayer, fellowship, and tackling the deepest mysteries of life and love and even more. More information can be found on respectlifechicago.org or call 312-534-5355. Again, that's 312-534-5355.
Hi, my name is Ramona. I'm a caseworker at Catholic Charities. I wish you could meet Craig, age 23, shot 3 times and homeless for 2 years before I met him. The more we met and I listened to him, the more he impressed me. We're working on his resume and job hunting. We're called Chicago's Good Samaritan, and you can be one too. Might you have a job for Craig and thousands of others like him? Join us at CatholicCharities.net.
Have you checked out Chicago Catholic lately? Either in print or online, Chicago Catholic has informative and stimulating content, including news from the Archdiocese, beautiful photographs, and a thoughtful column by our publisher, Cardinal Blaise Zupich. Editor Joyce DeRiga tells us about our current edition of Chicago Catholic.
Cardinal Blaise Zupich provides an overview of the recent bishop's meeting in Rome to address clergy sex abuse. The director of the Archdiocese Evangelization Office explains what it means to be a missionary disciple. And we introduce you to the Xavier Society for the Blind, with a century-long tradition of providing the blind with Braille books for free.
Subscribe now. Go to ChicagoCatholic.com or call 312-534-7777. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Chicago Catholic, a fresh approach to Catholic news.
Back for the third segment of Diaconia Call to Service. Dawn Fitzpatrick, Dave Brensick, Richard Hudzik, talking about marriage and chastity and respect life.
Yes.
All in one big package, and also with a seasoning of the diaconate thrown in there. Before the break, we were talking about this notion of spouses dying for one another, particularly
yes.
we're looking at Ephesians 5 and husbands dying for the wife. it's in one sense it's lofty language. It's mm-hmm. it's aspirational. Is it realistic?
Well, you know, sometimes the dying is in a different way. We don't always have to physically die. I mean, obviously we will eventually, but it might be dying to your desires, or dying to your wants, or dying to your own selfish ways, or, you know, perhaps today I really wanted this for dinner, but you really want that for dinner. Okay, we can have that. You know, so there's lots of different ways to interpret that. But one of the things that I've learned in theology of the body is that the husband really has the harder job because he's called to be like Jesus is to the church. And of course, we're called to serve, you know, as the church serves as well, you know, and to love our husband and let him love us, allow him to love us.
And this is not merely a sociological construct that we're talking about here. I mean, how in heaven's name does somebody become Christ-like? Mm-hmm. You know, how do you do that?
Well, that's one of the purposes for marriage, is we help to purify each other. We help to bring each other closer to God. And actually, part of the anthropology of theology of the body is understanding that God created us male and female as a gift, because when we're engaged in a marital relationship, we actually can become closer to God.
Understood. And so with this journey into Christ, mm-hmm. Who's talking about that? I thought getting married was, today I marry my best friend, which mm-hmm. always makes me kind of, it's like a Hallmark card.
Yeah.
But isn't that the prevailing wisdom that this is?
Well, they should be your best friend.
Yeah, but it's a whole bunch more. But if that's mm-hmm. as far as you've gone with it.
Yeah.
Ultimately, that's unsatisfactory.
Well, this is your best friend, your partner, your the person that walks with you through everything, whether it's a pleasant walk or not so pleasant walk. And this is the person that you know is going to be with you to the end, at least till one of you ends, right?
Someone who you can be vulnerable with.
Yes.
Someone you will share everything about yourself with.
And they should really know you better than anybody.
Right.
And of course, you learn so much about each other through the years.
Do I need the church to do this? Do I need my faith mm-hmm. in order to do this?
Well, I think you do, because one of the things that people always say to us, so how did you stay together so long? And my husband, he always has a funny way of putting it. He goes, well, every Sunday we have to go back to the scene of the crime. You know, that's what he always says. And then he has to explain that, you know, we started in church. We go back to remind ourselves of those wedding vows every single week, sometimes during the week too, but at least on Sunday. And that's how we raised our family. And, you know, and we understand that through our relationship with Jesus, we're going to be closer to each other. And also through our relationship with each other, we're going to be closer to Jesus. And if we didn't have that, then there's times we might have just said, yeah, we can throw in the towel here. But we understand there's a much bigger purpose than us not liking each other for a while.
And there is this, so the witness, I guess, is what your office is doing, Dawn, and what hopefully the deacons and wives are doing, is to throw into this important conversation about marriage, is that as Fulton Sheen would say, mm-hmm. it takes three to get married.
Right.
And it's not a solitary journey. It's not a journey of two. It's a journey of three.
Right.
So it's a spiritual journey. If you're looking for... if you're looking for eternal life and mm-hmm. to see each other, you know, on the other side. So we need God's blessings on this.
Absolutely.
This sacrament of marriage as we live our lives. Mm-hmm. And with that, we will see you again next month. And we're very grateful for you tuning in today to listen to this conversation about Diaconia, a call to service.
Join us every Monday through Friday at this time for Catholic Chicago. You can stream our programs live or listen to past programs by visiting our website, archchicago.org, and clicking on Radio TV. And please connect with Catholic Chicago on social media.